请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Check in at the Grand Hotel.
在大酒店办理入住。
A simple dialogue between a guest and the receptionist in the hotel, where the guest books a room and asks about the breakfast service.
一个客人与酒店接待员的简单对话，客人预订房间并询问早餐服务。
The guest walks into the hotel.
客人走进酒店。
He walks to the front desk.
他走到前台。
The receptionist smiles and greets him.
接待员微笑着问候他。
The guest says, Hello, I would like to book a room.
客人说，你好，我想预订一个房间。
The receptionist replies, Sure. How long will you stay?
接待员回答，当然可以。你打算住多久？
The guest replies, 3 days.
客人回答，三天。
The receptionist says, Okay, I have booked it for you.
接待员说，好的，我已经为你预订好了。
The guest asks, What time is the breakfast service?
客人问，早餐服务是什么时候？
The receptionist answers, Breakfast is from 7 to 10 a.m.
接待员回答，早餐服务是早上7点到10点。
The guest says, Thank you.
客人说，谢谢。
The receptionist says, You are welcome.
接待员说，不用谢。
The guest takes his key.
客人拿到他的钥匙。
He goes to his room.
他走到房间。
The room is comfortable.
房间很舒适。
The guest feels happy.
客人感到满意。
He opens the window and sees the beautiful view.
他打开窗户，看到了美丽的景色。
The guest rests now.
客人现在休息。
The title of the story is The Friendly Dog and the Wild Cat.
故事的题目是友好的狗和野性的猫。
The story is about the friendship between a dog and a cat.
这个故事是关于一只狗和一只猫的友谊。
The dog is very friendly.
狗很友好。
The cat is very wild.
猫很野性。
The dog likes to play.
狗喜欢玩。
The cat likes to watch.
猫喜欢观望。
One day, the dog saw the cat.
一天，狗见到了猫。
The dog said, Hello, cat.
狗说，你好。猫。
The cat looked at the dog.
猫看着狗。
The cat smiled.
猫笑了。
The cat said, Hello, dog.
猫说，你好，狗。
They became friends.
他们成为了朋友。
They played together.
他们一起玩。
They ate together.
他们一起吃。
The dog shared his food.
狗分享他的食物。
The cat shared his ideas.
猫分享他的想法。
They were very happy.
他们很快乐。
Friendship is very important.
友谊很重要。
Emma's exciting day.
艾玛的激动人心的一天。
Emma experiences a day full of surprises and must deal with different emotions like joy, fear, and anger. The story helps to understand the expression of emotions.
艾玛经历了充满惊喜的一天，并且必须应对喜悦、恐惧和愤怒等多种感受。这个故事帮助理解情感的表达方式。
In the morning, Emma woke up to a loud alarm.
早上，艾玛从一个大声的闹钟声中醒来。
She felt a bit nervous because it was her first day at school.
她感到有点紧张，因为今天是第一天上学。
At the breakfast table, her mom smiled at her and said today would be great.
在早餐桌上，她的妈妈对她微笑，说今天会很棒。
Hearing this, she felt relieved.
听到这些话，她感到欢慰。
At school, she met her teacher and new classmates.
在学校，她认识了老师和新同学。
They were all very friendly, which made her happy.
他们都很友好，这让她开心。
During break time, she played with a classmate.
在课间休息时，她和一个同学一起玩。
They laughed a lot together.
他们一起笑了很多。
In the last class, the teacher talked about an interesting book.
最后一节课，老师讲了一本有趣的书。
Emma couldn't wait to read the book after school.
艾玛迫不及待地想在放学后阅读这本书。
After school, she returned home and started reading.
放学后，她回到家，开始读书。
Suddenly, she heard a strange noise outside the window.
突然，她听到窗外有奇怪的声音。
Although a bit scared, she went to check.
尽管有点害怕，她还是去查看。
She cautiously approached the window.
她小心翼翼地走近窗户。
She saw a little bird singing on the windowsill.
她看到一只小鸟在窗台上唱歌。
She sighed in relief and started humming with the bird.
她松了口气，开始跟着小鸟一起哼歌。
An unexpected summer storm surprised the protagonists during an outing.
一个意外的夏季风暴在郊游中出人意料地袭击了主角。
The story describes weather changes and the effects on the planned picnic.
故事描述了天气变化对计划野餐的影响。
The Sunday morning was sunny.
那个周日早晨，阳光明媚。
We decided to have a picnic in a park on the edge of the city.
我们决定去城市边缘的公园野餐。
When we arrived, the sky was still clear.
当我们到达那里时，天空仍然很晴朗。
We spread out the blanket and started enjoying the meal.
我们铺开毯子，开始享受这顿饭。
Suddenly, the wind started to pick up.
突然，风开始吹起。
Dark clouds gathered, and the temperature dropped noticeably.
乌云聚集，温度明显下降。
We quickly packed up and sought shelter.
我们急忙收拾好东西，寻找遮蔽物。
The rain started pouring down.
雨开始倾盆而下。
Though we got wet, we found a spot under a bench.
虽然我们淋湿了，但我们找到了一个长凳下面待着。
Everyone started running through the rain.
每个人都开始在雨中奔跑。
The wind seemed to howl angrily.
风似乎在怒吼。
After 2 hours, the weather began to clear.
两个小时后，天气开始晴朗。
The sun showed up again.
阳光再次露面。
We dried our clothes in the sun.
我们的衣服晒干了。
We were drenched but still happy.
我们虽然被浇湿，但仍然很开心。
The unexpected storm made the day memorable.
意外的风暴让我们记住了那一天。
The experience taught us to be more cautious in the future.
这次经历让我们在未来更加小心。
The feast.
大餐。
A family prepares a grand feast with traditional dishes from various countries served.
一个家庭正在准备一个盛大的宴会，将提供来自不同国家的传统菜肴。
The story describes the diversity of food and its preparation.
故事描述了食物的多样性及其准备过程。
The kitchen is filled with aromas.
厨房充满了香气。
Pasta is boiling.
意大利面正在煮。
The scent from the oven is mouth-watering.
从烤箱中飘出的香味让人垂涎欲滴。
The children assist in setting the table.
孩子们帮忙布置餐桌。
They excitedly discuss the food.
他们兴奋地讨论食物。
The table is laden with delicacies.
餐桌上摆满了美味佳肴。
Each dish adheres to traditional recipes.
一道道菜坚持传统配方。
The family savors the moment together.
家人一起享受这一刻。
They share stories from diverse cultures.
他们分享了来自不同文化的故事。
Laughter and joy fill the house.
笑声和快乐充满了房子。
After dinner, they enjoy dessert.
晚餐后，他们享用甜点。
Ice cream is a popular choice.
冰淇淋是一道受欢迎的选择。
Coffee concludes the evening.
咖啡为夜晚画上了句号。
In the quiet, a sense of fulfillment lingers.
沉静之中藏着满足感。
It is an unforgettable evening.
这是一个难忘的夜晚。
Intercultural exchange.
跨文化交流。
Two families from different countries spend a vacation together and learn from each other about cultural traditions, differences, and customary practices.
来自不同国家的两个家庭一起度假，互相学习文化传统差异和习惯做法。
The story enhances understanding of intercultural communication.
故事促进了对跨文化沟通的理解。
On a bright summer day, two families set off from their respective homelands.
在晴朗的夏日，两个家庭分别从他们各自的国度启程。
Their destination was a secluded countryside resort.
他们的目的地是一个僻静的乡村度假村。
Upon arrival, they were captivated by the lush meadows and quaint scenery.
到达后，他们被郁郁葱葱的草地和古朴的景致所吸引。
Initially, both parties approached cautiously.
刚开始，双方都小心翼翼地接近。
They established contact through smiles and simple greetings.
他们通过微笑和简单的问候建立起联系。
As days passed, interactions deepened.
随着日子的推移，交流逐渐深入。
The children strengthened bonds through ball games and crafts.
孩子们通过球类游戏和手工艺加强了联系。
The adults shared traditional dishes during dinners.
成年人则在晚餐时分享各自的传统菜肴。
Through food, differences became a delicious journey.
通过食物，彼此间的差异变得一个美味的旅程。
Through conversations, the laughter became comforting.
通过聊天，彼此的笑声令人欣慰。
Under the twilight, they shared stories of their countries.
晚霞下，他们一起讲述各自国家的故事。
During brief holiday days, they were more than tourists or strangers.
在短暂的假期日子里，他们不仅仅是游客或陌生人。
In the tranquility of spirit, they discovered a novel form of kinship.
在心灵的宁静中，他们发现了一种全新的关系。
When the vacation ended, they bid farewell, not to mere acquaintances.
当度假结束时，他们告别，而不是告别朋友。
They exchanged addresses, promising to remain in touch through letters and videos.
他们交换了地址，承诺继续通过信件和视频保持联系。
Even as the holiday ended, the friendship would continue to blossom.
即使假期结束，友谊将继续绽放。
The story reminds us that genuine connections transcend borders.
这个故事提醒我们，真实的联系超越了国界。
Instead, it grows through understanding and acceptance.
相反，它通过理解和接受而增长。
Ultimately, intercultural exchange enlightens the richness of our individuality.
最终，跨文化交流启迪了我们个性的丰富性。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。